Hello, and welcome to GCSE Food Prep Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most scientifically fascinating topics in the OCR J309 specification, sauce making. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Sauces? Really? But trust me, this topic is absolutely packed with marks earning potential. We're not just talking about following a recipe here. OCR examiners want you to understand the science: gelatinization, emulsification, and reduction. These are the three pillars of sauce making, and by the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to explain each one using the precise terminology that earns you top marks. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's unlock the science of sauces together. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Let's start with roux-based sauces. Think bechamel, velouté, or cheese sauce. The scientific principle here is gelatinization, and it's absolutely crucial you understand this process step by step. Here's what happens. When you heat starch granules in liquid, they begin to absorb water at around 60 degrees Celsius. The granules swell. Imagine tiny sponges soaking up water. As the temperature rises to between 80 and 100 degrees, those swollen granules rupture, releasing starch molecules into the liquid. These molecules form a network, trapping water and creating that thick, smooth, viscous consistency we associate with a classic white sauce. Now, here's the key for exam success. Examiners award marks for using the correct scientific terms. Don't just say, the sauce gets thick. Say, starch granules rupture at 100 degrees Celsius, releasing starch molecules that increase viscosity through the formation of a gel network. That's the language of a top-level candidate. And one more thing, reaching 100 degrees isn't just about thickening, it also removes the raw flour taste. So if a question asks why we must bring a roux to the boil, you've got two marks right there: gelatinization completion and removal of raw starch flavor. Now let's move to emulsion sauces: hollandaise, mayonnaise, béarnaise. These are trickier because they involve combining two ingredients that naturally don't want to mix: oil and water. The hero ingredient here is lecithin, found in egg yolk. Lecithin is an emulsifier, and here's how it works. It has a hydrophilic head, which loves water, and a hydrophobic tail, which loves oil. When you whisk egg yolk into melted butter, the lecithin molecules position themselves at the boundary between the oil droplets and the water, acting as a molecular bridge. This stabilizes the emulsion, preventing the oil and water from separating. In your exam, don't just say egg yolk mixes oil and water. Say lecithin in egg yolk acts as an emulsifier, with its hydrophilic head binding to water molecules and its hydrophobic tail binding to oil, creating a stable emulsion. That's the level of detail that gets you into the top mark band. Temperature control is critical here too. Hollandaise must be made at 65 to 70 degrees Celsius. Go too hot and the egg proteins coagulate. You'll get scrambled eggs, not a sauce. This is a common mistake candidates make, confusing coagulation with gelatinization. Remember, gelatinization is starch, coagulation is protein. Finally, let's talk about reduction sauces: tomato-based sauces, wine reductions, demi-glace. The principle here is evaporation. When you simmer a sauce at 85 to 95 degrees Celsius, water evaporates from the liquid. As the water leaves, the concentration of flavor compounds increases and the sauce becomes more viscous. It's a physical change. You're literally removing water molecules, which intensifies taste and thickens texture. Examiners love to test the difference between simmering and boiling. Simmering is gentle, with small bubbles. It allows controlled evaporation without burning. Boiling is rapid and can scorch the sauce or cause it to reduce too quickly. If a question asks you to explain why a reduction sauce should be simmered, not boiled, you'd reference controlled evaporation, prevention of burning, and gradual concentration of flavor. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. All right, let's talk strategy. OCR J309 has a 40% weighting on AO1, that's knowledge recall, and 60% on AO2, which is application and analysis. So you need to know your facts, but you also need to explain and apply them. For explain questions, use the ingredient to function to effect chain. For example, flour provides starch granules, which undergo gelatinization when heated, resulting in a thickened sauce. That's ingredient, functional property, scientific effect. 3 marks, just like that. Common mistake number 1, confusing gelatinization with coagulation. Gelatinization is starch swelling and rupturing. Coagulation is protein denaturing and setting. Don't mix them up. Common mistake number 2, saying an emulsifier mixes oil and water. It doesn't mix them. It stabilizes them by forming a molecular bridge. Use the word lecithin and describe its hydrophilic and hydrophobic structure. Common mistake number 3, not naming specific temperatures. Saying heat the sauce won't get you marks. Say heat to 100 degrees Celsius to complete gelatinization or maintain at 65 to 70 degrees to prevent coagulation. And here's a pro tip. In the extended response question, that's the 8 marker, plan your answer first. Write down your 3 scientific keywords: gelatinization, emulsification, reduction, then build your paragraphs around them. Allocate 10 minutes for this question and make sure every paragraph links back to the science. Quick fire, recall, quiz, 1 minute. Okay, let's test your recall. I'll give you 5 seconds after each question to answer in your head. Question 1. At what temperature do starch granules begin to absorb water? The answer is 60 degrees Celsius. Question 2. What is the name of the emulsifier found in egg yolk? Lecithin. Question 3. What is the difference between simmering and boiling? Simmering is gentle with small bubbles, allowing controlled evaporation. Boiling is rapid and can cause burning. Question 4. What happens to starch granules at 80 to 100 degrees Celsius? They rupture, releasing starch molecules into the liquid. Question 5. Why must hollandaise be made at 65 to 70 degrees? To prevent the egg proteins from coagulating and curdling the sauce. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're on track for top marks. If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off, 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the 3 scientific principles of sauce making: gelatinization in roux-based sauces, emulsification in hollandaise and mayonnaise, and reduction through evaporation. Remember, examiners reward precise terminology. Use words like starch, granule rupture, lecithin, hydrophilic, hydrophobic, viscosity, and evaporation. Link your knowledge to specific temperatures: 60 degrees for starch absorption, 100 degrees for gelatinization completion, 65 to 70 for emulsion stability, and 85 to 95 for simmering reductions. And don't forget, this topic links to other areas of the spec. Gelatinization appears in pasta and rice cooking. Emulsification shows up in salad dressings and batters. Protein coagulation is key for eggs and meat. Examiners love synoptic questions that test your ability to connect concepts across the specification, so keep those links in mind. Thanks for listening to GCSE Food Prep Essentials. Keep practicing, keep revising, and remember, science is the secret to top marks in sauce making. Good luck, and see you next time.